Chapter 1. Victoria, Then. The little girl cries into the pillow as she lays on the unfamiliar bed. All she wanted was her sister, the only one who had ever been able to take care of her. But they'd been separated when the other adults arrived at the door. They were bossy, and her parents had argued with them for a short time before she'd heard them climb the stairs and enter the bedroom. Mummy and Daddy need some help to look after you, so we're going to find somewhere new for you to live so we can help them, one of the adults had said as they glanced around her bedroom. The other adult had a sad look on her face as she shook her head. That had been the previous evening.
Why are you crying?
The other girl asked, who was sitting on the bed opposite her own now.
I miss my sister, she said.
Did they take her away?
Little Victoria wiped her eyes and sat up so she was facing the other bed.
Yes.
The room was dark except for the streetlight outside, which shined through the window. Victoria glanced around the room and sighed. Everything about the room was unfamiliar. The smell, the decor, the toys. She looks at the other girl and tries to smile.
I'm Holly.
I'm Victoria.
How long have you been here?
I arrived here today, same as you,
Holly said.
I don't know why I had to come.
Victoria reached out for the one teddy bear she had managed to bring from home and hugged it tight to her chest. She thought about home and where her sister Jill might be now. It hurt her chest to think that she might never see her again.
Will we be here forever?
Victoria asked Holly.
I don't know, but we can be friends, and when we're older and leave here, we could still be friends,
Holly asked. Victoria liked the sound of that. If Jill was gone, it would be nice to have someone else to talk to. Holly seemed nice, a comfort inside the destruction.
I'd like that.
Holly moved from the bed to sit beside Victoria and held her hand.
This place seems okay for now. You'll find your sister again one day.